Sunday, 27th of December, Asura Batavis, Rabbi Aaron Basus, in Yona Asura Batavis.
Very much for inviting me to say a few words. I want to speak about something to do with the fast, Asar B'Tevet, because it's an Inad Yomah. It's written that Davar Be'Ito Matov. It's good to speak about something which is Nogea to the Inyan, Nogea to the time when a person's holding Davar Be'Ito Matov. Sho'el Keinyan Meshiv Kalacha. Sho'el Keinyan means if a person, he asks a question, let's say, about Pesach, before Pesach, someone asks a question about something else, then the duty is to answer the question of the person, Sho'el Keinyan, who's asking about the Inyan Adi Yomah, because that takes precedence. Therefore, since we're holding today's the fast, Asar B'Tevet, so obviously it's Davar Be'Ito to speak about the Inyanim of the fast. And children, when they ask me about the fast, the first question we tell them, you know, tomorrow is a fast. So the first thing they ask is it a long one? So I say to them, it's not a long one, but it's an important one. And you see why Asar B'Tevet has got a special importance. There is a Hashivut in Asar B'Tevet, which they don't have in any of the other fasts, which we'll see shortly. Let me give you just a little bit of an overview about the four fasts. The four fasts are Ad Midivrei Kabbalah. Means they're written in the Pasuk in the Navi Zechariah. He says in the Pasuk, Soma Revi'i, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Shevi'i, Vitzoma Asri, Yele Bet Yudar Asson, Simchal Ma'adim Tovim. When they came back to Eretz Yisrael after the Churban Bayit Rishon, and they came back from Bavel, the exiles, they came back, and they wanted to know, do we still need to carry on the fast? Because those fasts, is all connected with the Bayit Rishon, the destruction of the first temple. So they wanted to know, do we still have to carry on these fasts? Or maybe now that the temple is going to be rebuilt, we don't need to fast them anymore. So the Navi told them, these four fasts which you've been keeping in Galut for the last 70 years, you don't need to keep them anymore. On the opposite, these days now become days of simcha. They're no longer days of tzom. They're no longer days of fasting. And the opposite, they become days of simcha. What is the reason why they become days of simcha? Because the tzom is because of the churban. And what caused the churban is the avonot. And therefore, if the temple has been rebuilt, that means, because Rav's mechafe fast the avonot, so therefore it's a time of simcha. So those fasts turn to days of simcha. And there's a shame. And the next temple will be rebuilt by Shilishi, B'mera B'Yameinu. All these four fasts, including Tisha B'Av, will become days of Ma'adim Tovim, become days of Simcha. Rashi says, become Asur B'Hesvid B'Tamit. Days when it doesn't mean Simcha necessarily that we'll be making Sildot, Mishneh, and so on and so forth, but it'll be days when we don't say Tachnun, it'll be days of Simcha. That's what he said to them. So we see, there was four fasts. Soma Revi, Soma Hamishi, Soma Shevi, Soma Asiri. That's with Divrei Kabbalah. The Navi Zechariah already writes it, so therefore it's got very, very great Hashivut. It's like Megillat Esther. It's with Divrei Kabbalah. It's not like this Takana, which we made later on by the Hachamim. It's written in the Pesukim. It's got a greater Ma'ala. Now these four fasts is the way we've accepted it. Soma Revi means the fast of Tammuz in the fourth month. Soma Chamishi is the fast of Av, which is in the fifth month. Soma Shevi Tzom Gedali, which is in the seventh month. But Soma Asiri is in the tenth month, is Asar B'Tevet. And even though the Pasuk writes in that order, the Gemara says that's not the order when it happened. The Pasuk writes in the order of the month, because the first month is Nisan, and therefore in the order of the month, Tammuz comes first, and then Av, and then Tishrei, and then Tevet. The order when it actually happened was the opposite way around. Tevet came first. The Rambam explains, what are these four fasts for? The Rambam says, Asar B'Tevet, that was the first one. Shebo Samach Melech Babel al Yerushalayim Bibiyah B'Matzor Matzok. That's when Nebuchadnezzar, he came against Yerushalayim, and he seized Yerushalayim. Right? That was on Asra B'Tevet. That was the first one. Then a couple of years later was Shiva Asra B'Tammuz. After sieging Yerushalayim, he managed to break through the walls. It was in Shiva Asra B'Tammuz. Then Tisha B'Av, 3 weeks later, he managed to destroy the temple. And at the time of the destruction of the temple, at Tisha B'Av, he also sent Rob of Klal Yisrael went into Galut, to Babel. But there were a few remnants who made the narrative. He allowed a certain, Kramim B'Yogvim, he allowed the people tending the vineyards and such of the fields should not be fallow. He allowed them to remain in Eretz Yisrael. The Dalat Ha'am was called in the Pasuk. The lowest people, the workers. Took all the important people and all the Tamil Hakamim, he took them all to Babel. And the low people, the workers, the ones who needed to tend the ground, he left them in Eretz Yisrael. Under the rulership, under the governorship of Gedaliah ben Achikam. Gedaliah ben Achikam was a very big tzaddik. And he was, and at that time, there was still a certain amount of, they felt this, that they, it wasn't so terrible. Albeit the temple had been destroyed, but there was still a remnant. But when he was murdered, Gedaliah ben Achikam was murdered, and even though we fast on Gimel B'Tishrei, most learned that he actually was murdered on Rosh Hashanah itself. Because we can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so if the fast is nidche to Gimel B'Tishrei. But he was murdered on Rosh Hashanah itself by Jewish hand. So therefore the remnants who were there, they were worried, what's he going to do? The Melech Bavel, what's he going to do to them? That they were responsible for killing his governor. So therefore they all left and they went to Mitzrayim. And that was the end. The Rambam says, the reason why we fast is not so much because Gedaliah was killed, but we fast because that was the end of the settlement in Eretz Yisrael. That was the complete Nechba Gehelet Shel Yisrael, says. That's the word of the Rambam. The last remnant, the Gehelet, the little bit of the coal that there was, that was completely extinguished. So these four fasts have all got to do with the Churban Beit HaMikdash. We know in Halacha it's brought down that, and it's a basis in the Gemara, Gemara says, Masech Rosh Hashanah, Somar Revi'i, Somar Shiyir, Vedah, the Sasson Simcha, Karu Lehut Son, the Karu Lehut Sasson. It's called the fast, and it's called also Sasson. So, what's going on? And the Gemara says like this, Bismandi Kashalam, what is the status of these fasts nowadays? We know that the fasts were the very Kabbalah at the time when temple was destroyed by Rishon, they were in Babel. That's written in the Pasuk. We know when they came back and they built the temple, the second temple, it was days of Simcha. Because that's also written in the Pasuk. But the question is, after Churban Bayit Sheni, what status do these fasts have? So the Gemara says, Bizmandi Keshalom Velekeshmat Kigosh Beit HaMikdash Kayam Sason. A time when the temple is standing is days of Simcha. Bizmandi Keshmat Velekeshalom Tzom. A time when there is persecutions by the Goyim, in that case then it's a fast day. Ve'idin Velekeshalom Velekeshmat, but nowadays where we don't have the temple, but on the other hand we don't have persecutions, it's up to us. Ratzu mit'anin, ratzu en mit'anin. If we want to fast, we fast. If we don't want to fast, we don't fast. That means these fasts are not compulsory. Yeah? Because it's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, V'shisha hodashim ha-shluchim yotzim. 6 months, the shluchim used to go out to tell them about when the new moon was, and all they should know about the festivals in those months. Because the temple was announced in Yerushalayim, and how do people living outside Yerushalayim know about it? So there should be shluchim. He sent messages to go and announce them when was Rosh Chodesh. They should know when is the festivals. So the Mishnah says only 6 months they needed to go out because 6 months was important for them to know about the festivals of those months. And one of the 6 months is Be'av Mipnei Ata'ani. They need to go out in the month of Av to inform them when the fast of Tisha B'Av is going to be. So the Gemara asks they should go out to Tevet and Tammuz as well for the fast. If they need to go out because of the fast of Tisha B'Av, they should go out. So the Gemara says because these fasts, Tevet and Tammuz is not compulsory. So they never used to be matriach, the shluchim, to go out. If someone didn't know about it when these fasts was, it wasn't important. Because it's ratzu mitani, matzvei mitani, was not chiyu for them to fast. So the Gemara says, I'achi Tisha B'Av nami. If so, Tisha B'Av is well the same thing. Gemara says, no, Tisha B'Av is different. Because huch v'lubot tarot. Tisha B'Av, there was Too many tzarot happened on that day. Tosfot learns in Mamshah, because both temples were destroyed on the same day, Huchbun bo tzarot, and therefore that day, they made it that you have to fast. Even at a time when there's no persecution. So Tisha B'Av has got a greater chomer than the other fast. Yeah? So the time of the Mishnah, I mean, Rabbeinu Yehuda HaNasi lived at the time of the Mishnah, was the time after the Churban Bayis Sheni. There was no temple that time. Yet there was still a difference between Tisha B'Av and the other fast. It's clear cut from the Mishnah, from the Gemara. Tisha B'Av reached the fast, and the other fast was dependent on the will. Ratzu mit'anim, ratzu e mit'anim. With this, Rashi explains another Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, me'achrim b'lo makdimim. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, we delay it, we don't bring it forward. And the Gemara explains, because akdum mipuranus lo makdiminan. We don't bring forward something which is tragic, something which is bad, we don't bring forward. So then we delay it. So Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, we keep it on the 10th. We keep it the following day. So Rashi says, why does it speak about if Tammuz or Tevet falls on Shabbat? The fast of Tammuz, why only talks about Tisha B'Av shechal yom Shabbat? So Rashi says, because at the time of the Mishnah, they used to only keep Tisha B'Av. They wouldn't keep the other fast. Because the other fast wasn't compulsory. That's what Mitani, that's what Mitani. Tisha B'Av was the only fast which was compulsory at the time of the Mishnah. And therefore the Mishnah only speaks about Tisha B'Av, because the other fast, it wasn't necessary that people should keep it. So if it fell on Shabbat, yeah, it was, in any case, it wasn't compulsory, so therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention it. However, the tool brings down his... The tool says that idna ratsu benagu litanot. Nowadays, the Hachamim have made it compulsory on us, and it's become a minhag that we fast these fasts. Yeah, it's changed the situation. That means it's changed from the time of the Mishnah. At which stage, we don't know exactly, it took place. It could be at the time of the Talmud, it could be later on, it could be the time of the Geonim, it could be the time of the early Rishonim. But by the time of the tour, it was already accepted practice for everyone to fast on all the four fasts. And therefore the tour says, Leficha asur lifrotz geder. One's not allowed to break this fence. It's that there's a geder being made, because of the minag hadorot, we're not allowed to say, since really we don't need to, Medina the Talmud, we don't need to fast this fast, so I'll opt out. You can't do that anymore. It's become now a minag, and then we cannot opt out anymore. It's similar to how we pray arvit nowadays. The Gemara says in the halacha is, tefillat arvit reshut. It's not like shachrit mincha. Shachrit mincha is a chova. We have to pray. But arvit is reshut. That's halacha. Tefillat arvit reshut. That's why in arvit, yeah, there's never chazarat hashatz. You don't have chazarat hashatz. Why do you not chazarat arvit? Because if a person doesn't know how to pray, he doesn't pray arvit. Tefillat arvit reshut. The whole purpose of tefillat chazarat hashatz is lotzi misheinu baki, to be motzi the person who doesn't know how to pray. If a person doesn't know how to pray, it's not so terrible. Tefillat arvit reshut. But the Rif says, aval ha'idna kavu alai chova. We treat the arvit as if it's a chova. We do not make any distinction between shachrit mincha and arvit. Yeah? Why this become a minhag? It's a strong minhag to pray arvit. It's not chova like shachrit mincha, but it's a strong minhag. The same thing is with these three fasts. It's a strong minhag to keep these three fasts. And this was written in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan says, "Hakol hayavim l'tnod abas motaladu v'asu l'fro together." We're not allowed to make any exception. It's such a strong minhag, we're not allowed to be put together. When they accept upon themselves these fasts, they accept themselves in different ways. Tisha B'Av have accepted upon themselves with greater chomer, and these three fasts with less chomer. As everyone knows that Tisha B'Av we start already in the night, and these fasts we start in the morning, and Tisha B'Av we have to keep all the inuim like on Yom Kippur, and these fasts we don't keep these inuim. So they made a distinguish between the three fasts and Tisha B'Av. We have to know that the shorish is with Divrei Kabbalah. It's from the Navi. But after Churban Bayis Sheni, it fell away, and it was up to the minhag of the people whether they want to fast or not. But nowadays, ha'idna ratzu v'nagu litanot, become a minhag to fast these fasts, and we're not allowed to change. So we'd expect that all these fasts would be b'chada machlas, all be the same severity. Yeah? And we saw from Rashi, Rashi says, if these fasts fall on Shabbat, that we push them till Sunday. And even though the Mishnah says, Tisha B'Av, but Rashi says, who I did be, Zayin B'Tammuz and Tevet, the same thing applies, falls on Shabbat, we should put it to Sunday. However, the Beit Yosef over here brings a very interesting shita from Rabbi David Abu Darham. Abu Darham said, Asara b'tevet mishune mishah ta'aniyot. It's different from all other fasts. They chiddush the kashita. Shima yachal b'shabbat v'ayu yecholim nitchoto liyom acher. If Asara b'tevet falls on Shabbat, you have to fast on Shabbat. It's a shita of David Abu Darham. Tishba falls on Shabbat, fast on Sunday. Shabbat Asara b'tammuz falls on Shabbat, you fast on Sunday. Some gedale falls on Shabbat, you fast on Sunday. Asara b'tevet, you have to fast on Shabbat. If shalit choto, why? He says a reason. Mipnei shenema bo be'etzim ha'yom hazeh kimo b'yom kippur. Kippur falls on Shabbat, you fast on Shabbat. Why? Because it says be'etzim ha'yom hazeh, you have to fast on that very day. You can't fast on any other day. So therefore, Kippur is docheh Shabbat. Ligav asar b'tevet, it's written in Navi Yechezkel, Ketov lecha et etzim ha'yom hazeh, write down this very day. And from that, Abu Dham learns that you have to fast even on Shabbat. The Beit Yosef says, Lo yadati minayin lo zeh. It's a tremendous chiddush. I don't know where it was in the coins for such a chiddush. And the Beit Yosef says that we do not keep like this. It's not, Lo na'al ken. And it's brought down on Shulchan Aruch. Abad zomot halalu, all these four fasts, when they fall on Shabbat, we don't fast on Shabbat, fast on Sunday. It's doche the shittah of Abu Dham. But we have to know something very, very interesting. According to the way the luach is made, all the fasts can fall on Shabbat except for Asara b'Tevet. Asara b'Tevet will never ever fall on Shabbat. And according to the way the luach is made, all the fasts, they never fall on Friday, and Asara b'Tevet falls on Friday. And we fast on that Friday, and we actually fast into Shabbat, because we finish, everyone comes to shul on Friday, very big day Shabbat, and we take out the Sefer Torah, we read by Chal Moshe, and then we go straight into Kabbalah Shabbat, and we're still all fasting. If we finish with Od Yom, Ma'ariv, if we finish, normally winter, we wouldn't finish Ma'ariv with Od Yom, but let's say we would finish Ma'ariv with Od Yom, we still have to remain fasting after the late Kiddush, so it becomes Laila Badai. It's very interesting, the way the calendar is made, we can never put to practice what's written over here. Because even though the Beit Yosef says, the halacha is, that if Asar b'Tevet falls on Shabbat, we'll be docheh, but Lema say never ever falls on Shabbat. And it's the one fast which we come nearest to fasting on Shabbat. It's very, very interesting that. So, I want to tell you first of all, a chiddush from Rabbi Shaul Nathanzon. He was the Baal Shor HaMeshiv. He was a Rav in Lemberg 150 years ago. He wants to explain that there's no stira between Rashi and Abu Darham. Rashi says in the Gemara, when the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av, when it falls on Shabbat, we doche, Hu Adin, Asra B'Tevet, we also doche, Rashi says. But Abu Darham says, if Asra B'Tevet falls on Shabbat, we're not doche. So he wants to explain it's not a stira. He wants to explain like this. So it's a chab. He says that there's two periods, as we explained. There's a period of Ratzum when it was dependent on the will of a person, whether he wants to fast or he doesn't want to fast. And then there's nowadays where we accept upon ourselves to fast. So he says Rashi's explaining at a time when it was dependent on the will. Rashi explained the Mishnah. Why the Mishnah only speaks about Shabbat, why does he speak about Sabbath Tibet as well? Yeah? So that's, and Rashi answers because Asabbat Tibet is voluntary. That's a mitani, mash en mitani. Mash enken Abu Daham is talking about Bizman Azeh Shenagu. What's the chiddush? So he says, the time when Asabbat Tibet was voluntary, you didn't have to fast it at all. So for sure, if it fell on Shabbat, you never fast on Shabbat. If you could take away the whole fast, obviously it wasn't Dochei Shabbat. So that's what Rashi is talking about. When Rashi says, I thought there's no Dochei Shabbat, Rashi is saying because we're talking about Bizman Sheratzu, it was voluntary. But nowadays, that we've accepted upon ourselves that it's a chova, so in that case we have to fast. That's what Abu Dhabi is talking about. Nowadays, we have to fast even on Shabbat. So now I'm going to try and give you an explanation. Why should it be Asar B'Tevet Mochamu? That's how I started the shiur. I started saying, that even though Asar B'Tevet is a small fast, it's a very important one. Why is it important? Because Abu Dhabi says, if it falls on Shabbat, we have to fast on Shabbat. But why? What's more important? Surely Tisha B'Av is more important than Asar B'Tevet. Tisha B'Av was the temple was destroyed. But yet it falls on Shabbat, we push it. But Asar B'Tevet, nothing much happened on that day. So what is the reason why it's so important? I think the answer is, as we explained at the beginning, Asar B'Tevet, that was when everything started. That was the Hatchala. You know, we find in this week's Parsha Vayechi, it's one of the only Parsha which, when we're looking for it in the Sefer Torah, we can't find it. Yeah? Because normally between one parsha and another parsha there's always a space. In the Sefer Torah you can see straight away there's a gap and it starts on a new line. Yeah? But Parsha Vayechi, it's on the same line, there's only one letter space. You can hardly find it. You look for it, you can't find it. And Rashi asks this at the beginning of the parsha. Lama parsha zu satuma. I says, why is this parsha closed? Why is there no gap like any other parsha? Nefi shekiven shenifta Yaakov Avinu. This parsha talks about the death of Yaakov Avinu. Nistimu eneem velibam shel Yisrael mitzarat ha-sheibut shetchilu l'shavdam. Klal Yisrael's hearts and eyes became closed from the worry of the shibud that they started to be meshabed them. It's very, very interesting over here. Yeah? Because it says when Yaakov Avinu died, already they started to be meshabed them. But when Yaakov Avinu died, Yosef was still alive. So that's the thing about it. Also says, there was Enoch and Naomi, it wasn't a proper shibud, but it chilu l'shabed ben me'at. It wasn't the same anymore. As long as Yaakov Avinu was alive, it was mamish, they were like malachim. But when he was nifta, they went down with Dalga. They felt already a difference. And they started worrying, now what's going to happen? Mitzarat ha-she'ibut. Yeah, the worry of what's going to happen now, what's going to be the end of this? Because they knew that there's going to be a trouble, there's going to be problems in Mitzrayim. And soon they saw the beginning, the start of it, nistimu eneim b'libam shel Yisrael. Their eyes and their hearts became closed. And that's why Parsha Vayechi is satum. So what do we see over here? We see the beginning, that halah. When you have the beginning, yeah, that's the most important point. Because the beginning, that's the forerunner for everything that's going to happen. So Memela, when Yaakov Avinu died, they saw that it was the beginning of the Galut. That was a terrible thing. Yeah? You say even in the Holocaust, what was the beginning? Leila Bedola, Kristallnacht. That day we can never forget, because that was the beginning, that was the start. Everything else followed on from that. That was the beginning. Asra B'Tevet, that was the beginning. Bo Samach Melech Babel Yerushalayim, that's when he came and besieged Yerushalayim, that was the beginning. So therefore, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, that day we can never forget, we can never push it off. Because that was the beginning of all the tzaraot. Midat Tova Merubu Midat Puraniyot. That's the Gabe Puranut, the beginnings. The Midat Tova Merubu Midat Puranut. The beginning is also a very, very important time for good as well. Start of something. What's written in the Pasuk in Kohelet, Tov Achrit Davar Mereshito. The end of something is good, Mereshito. What does it mean? Tov Achrit Davar Mereshito. So the Rashi brings down and pulls down in the Medrash. When is the end good? When the beginning is good. If you have a good start, start the day the Torah way. Yeah? If you have a good start to the day, the Mela, then the end will also be good. Yeah, the beginning is how it's so important how we start, how the beginning is. Tovachi davar mereshito. So this is one of the connection is that the fast of the Asar B'Tevet, the reason why the Chomesh Shabbat, the reason why it's so stringent is because of this reason, because it's the beginning of the whole procedure which led up to the Chumash Beit HaMikdash.